Health and Wellness Minister in Jamaica, Dr. Christopher Tufton, praising medical personnel for their resilience after Hurricane Melissa caused widespread damage to health facilities, calling the Category 5 storm one of the most devastating on record. This is WAVS News. Speaking during a tour of the full-service field hospital established by the Spanish government on the grounds of the Falmouth Hospital, Minister Tufton said local healthcare workers performed admirably despite personal losses. Repairs to the Falmouth Hospital are expected to begin soon, with contractors set to address medium-term needs following preliminary work to maintain essential services such as dietary and storage. The temporary hospital is staffed by 80 Spanish doctors, nurses, engineers, and technicians working alongside Jamaican professionals. Minister Tufton says the facility is critical to restoring services while permanent repairs are carried out. And in other news from Jamaica, the Firearms and Narcotics Investigation Division seized a record 1,051 illegal firearms since the start of the year. 834 illegal firearms were seized in 2024. Superintendent Petre Rowe, head of the FNID, tells RJR News this is significant in the Constabulary Force's crackdown on illicit weapons, which have flooded the streets arming criminal gangs. 16 young people graduated from the 48th cohort of the King's Trust International Program in Barbados, a scheme official says, delivering strong results with participants moving on to further studies or securing employment. Superintendent Derek Bob underscored the importance of adaptability and teamwork as young people navigate rapid change.
I want you to practice self-reflection. In other words, take time to understand what you truly want in life. I want you to set clear goals. Knowing what you want to achieve helps create a roadmap to success. I want you to adapt a growth mindset. Embrace challenges and view failures as opportunities for learning.
A delegation from Guyana consisting of PAHO Director Dr. Kim Dixon and the Guyana Malaria Program conducted a malaria elimination exchange visit to Suriname earlier this week. Suriname's communication service said the purpose of the visit was to exchange knowledge about the approach to malaria in Suriname. Suriname on June 30 became the first country in the Amazon region to receive malaria-free certification from the World Health Organization. The health minister further emphasized that the main challenge currently facing Suriname is preventing the reintroduction of malaria due to cross-border population movements. Guyana's significant reduction in malaria cases since last year is very encouraging. In Trinidad and Tobago, the Court of Appeal has upheld a High Court decision to stay a lawsuit brought by Eastman Enterprise against the CPEP Company Limited, ruling that the contractor must first allow the mandatory dispute resolution process in its agreement with CPEP before turning to litigation. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.